When a team is playing their best, there's not much that can stop them. Friday afternoon, two teams playing their best hockey met up at the Sanford Center. It was the first meeting between Bemidji State and Minnesota Duluth, where the two teams were both ranked nationally.
Here comes Hannah Moore. Centering pass out front. Oh, what a beautiful play! Hannah Moore with some great stick handling. Found it. Christine Grenier and the Beavers tied up. 1-1 our score with 9:04 to play.
The visiting Bulldogs came into Bemidji riding a 9-game winning streak, while the hometown Beavers, well, they were on a 4-game unbeaten streak. One team was going to come out of the day with their streak still intact.
Village to Joyce. Lots of ice here for Bemidji State. A shot and a goal! Tipped in by the Beavers. And it all started up at the blue line, even a Village. It is a 2-1 Beaver lead, a 4-on-4 goal for Bemidji State.
UMD may have struck first, but Bemidji answered back with 4 unanswered goals by 4 different players and another stellar performance by goaltender Brittany Mowat.
So two freshmen on this power play for Bemidji State, along with Rachel Kelly, Christine Grenier. A shot and a goal! A power play goal for Bemidji State! 3-1 lead for the Beavers, 13:31 to play in our second period. Blocked out in front, and Whitney Wavoda will send it ahead. Here comes Caitlin Tugas. Tugas with the empty netter, and that'll do it. Bemidji State with a 4-1 lead over the Bulldogs, 18 seconds left.
The Beavers just don't know how to stop. They continue to play confidently, and they keep winning. They might just have what some call the X Factor. Can the Beavers continue to knock off the teams who historically have won week in and week out? We'll find out next when your 9th-ranked Beavers battle the 8th-ranked Bulldogs in Game 2 of the weekend, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.